fighting. You fight sometimes to stay awake, you fight to stand tall, you fight to speak out, and you fight just to breathe. And it literally just occurred to me that we spend an awful amount of time talking about fighting others, but we spend rather little time discussing how much we fight within ourselves. The battles within us are high, mighty, and plenteous. Of recent, there's been more focus on the me, loving yourself, treating yourself, self-appreciating, self-this, self-that, and that's good and well overdue. In all honesty, because there are just about as many insecurities as there are people in the world, and that is a problem. Some people make themselves predators and others become prey, and it's down to those insecurities. It's down to those battles that we fight within ourselves. The voice that tells you that you cannot amount to anything. The voice that tells you you're not capable of anything, that you're not good enough. The voice that compares you and makes you smaller to everyone else. Always negative, always burdening. It's amazing, kind of. If you take the time out to really think it through, all of this goes on in our minds. There's no one else inhabiting that space. All of that is you. And hence why there are so many quotes along the lines of, things can only affect you if they get inside you, if you let it get inside you. I think sometimes we forget that we are in control. It's our mind. And although the phrase, my mind has a mind of its own, exists, sometimes words become meaningless, like rules that are frequently broken. Therefore, I say we must focus on the God-given strength we've used, the endurance we have exercised to be fighting within ourselves for this long, to be standing thus far, and give ourselves a pat on the back for not giving up, for not letting ourselves be defeated. And don't question yourself, thinking whether you really have fought through this, whether you are really winning, really succeeding in this battle. It takes about 200 muscles just for you to take a step. Sometimes we oversimplify things. We remove meaning from things because we believe they are too small to be appreciated in such a manner. It's not right. You're standing, you're alive, you've made it this far, and those are small celebrations to be had. There's a reason why we are told to give thanks in all situations. So keep fighting, squash the negativity, celebrate all your victories, no matter how small, and remember that God never gives you more than you can handle, and that he has provided you with the tools that you need, but you must use them. You, my friend, have the power to move mountains.